Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalu.
I'm with you till 12. I'm Jennifer Zamparelli. Good morning. And earlier on, we had the lovely Moontour Eimear O'Neill on. She's actually hosting on the RT Homeschool Hub PE sessions. Yes. Well, Aina Casey is a school teacher from Mayo and made contact with the show. And Aina, how's it going?
How are you? How's it going, Jennifer? How are
good. You lovely to talk to you again. Now, you have a simple way to boost kids' physical activity during this lockdown, don't you?
I do. Well, I mean, it's a little bit of a hack.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard to follow up on what Moontour Eimear just filled you in on, but yeah.
Well, we're all about the hacks. We love an L hack. So anything to get our kids moving, because it can be tricky with restrictions and 5 kilometer, restrictions and getting out there. And so what can we do?
Yeah. So I remember when I was speaking to you before, I mentioned about the fundamental movement skills.
Yeah.
So there's 15 of them for an Irish setting. And, a lot of what Moontour Eimear was saying there is really relevant, really, like, you know, it brings home. Sometimes children's kind of, they're tied in by their environment and they don't have big spaces to play in. So I was trying to focus on the ones that you can actually play in a limited space.
Okay.
So it's about focusing on a skill. So just for example, I just take the skill of catching, okay? And again, she's right. Some kids have limited resources. Not everyone has a ball to play with, because that's the first thing you think of when you think about catching. So you might be able to use something that'll be lying around the house, like a pair of socks or, you know, anything. Like I do with my daughter. My daughter is 3, so I kind of try and mess with the resources a little bit, so I can play with the balloon with Penny, for example.
Mm.
So first of all, I let her just play with it. And the feedback is going back to catching. We're going to try some catching. And then I'll try and give them a cue. So a cue is something that helps. It's child-friendly language that helps the child acquire the skill a little bit better, a little bit faster. So, for example, imagine that you're catching a really fragile object like an egg and you don't want to break it. So you don't want to grab it too hard, or you don't want to let it hit the ground. So you're going to catch it with nice, soft hands, and you're going to keep your eye on the object. That's kind of the next thing.
Gotcha.
And then, so the whole premise around this is like the distinction between physical literacy or physical education and physical activity. Like they do need loads and loads and loads of activity, but with this, they're actually learning something, so they'll apply themselves to it a little bit more, if you get what I'm saying.
So can we talk about, you're talking about fundamental movement skills. So
yes.
So what are they? So catching is one of them, I presume. So what are the other ones? Just so I can write them down.
there are 15 of them, okay? So yeah. There's locomotor ones, how you move from A to B. So walking, running, sidestepping, hopping, jumping for distance, jumping for height, and dodging. They'd be all the locomotor ones.
And they could save your life, really.
Oh, 100%. Like, I mean, the more that you practice, it's like anything. Like, the better, the more you read, the better you get at reading. The more you play PlayStation, the better you get at playing PlayStation. The stability ones then are also really important, because they're said to be gateway skills. So they're landing and balancing. So if a child can jump, a child is not going to try jumping if they're not landing well, you know. If they can take their own momentum going down the way, that means that they have control of their own body. And then, finally, the manipulative ones, the manipulative skills where you manipulate an object. So they would be kicking, striking with the hand, striking with an implement, catching and throwing.
Okay.
They'd be all of them, yeah.
So that's all, that's their physical literacy, which we talked about before. That's it in a nutshell, that they should really grasp. By what age, would you say?
Well, by the time they're leaving primary school,
yeah.
Really. We're told that if they enter secondary school not having acquired these skills, that they're going to struggle to acquire them going forward. No, it's not impossible, but it's tougher. It's a lot. The greatest time that they can acquire these skills is the younger they are. So when they go into infants, even, you know, 5, 6, 7 years of age, that's the best time to teach them the skills, because the rate of skill acquisition is really, really high. It's on a steep curve at that stage.
So can I ask you how many fundamental movement skills are there on the Irish primary school curriculum?
There are 15.
Right, okay. So there's 15. Yeah. So they do teach them. But it sounds like we need to do a little bit more with them at home. Is that right?
Oh, 100%. Mm. Yeah. Like it's like anything, really. You know, we teach them in school, but the time that we get to spend on them in school is nowhere near enough. They need to practice. And so the greater enjoyment that you can create in and around these skills, the better chance that they're going to practice them. And the more they practice them, the better they get at them. And at that stage, then you're kind of tapping into their all-round well-being, because the better they've acquired these skills, the better citizens they're going to be.
So. I love the idea of playing catch with a pair of socks with my three-year-old. I mean, he would love that for a start, yeah. And nothing's going to get broken. I love that. We spoke to you in October on the show, and I remember you made the point that it's important to let your children take the lead and be creative at times. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Like you mentioned there a second ago that that what I just listed there is physical literacy. It's the major part of physical literacy, but it isn't actually physical literacy. Another element of physical literacy would be like the confidence and competence to carry out the skills.
Right.
So just say then, you just stick with what we said for a second ago there with the catching game with the socks, okay?
Yeah.
If you give your child autonomy, so that means like if you give them a little bit of leadership in the task, anything, if you just say something as simple as, imagine how we could create a game, we could play a game. Could you make up a game with what we're doing here? How could we make up a game? All of a sudden they have some autonomy in the task, which means they're going to be more invested in it and they'll stay at it longer and probably more meaningful as well. So that would be kind of the last part of it. I want you to make me up a game, including the skill we were just trying out a second ago. So like something as simple as, if you throw the socks in the air, how many times can you clap before they land back in your hand?
Gotcha.
You know, that kind of thing. So the more we can involve them in the task, the more chance that they're going to be fully invested in it.
And these are just little things, you know. I'm thinking, yep. I can say to my little one, see how many times you can throw that pair of socks in the air while I get the rice on for the dinner or the potatoes on for the, you know what I mean? And then you're
exactly
working
yeah.
it into your everyday. It is so important. I mean, what I've learned from yourself and Emer is that we can make it fun, and we need to do a little bit more. And it doesn't have to be dead set on the curriculum and the activities we're getting from the school and getting sent home for us. You know, there's other really important things that we need to teach our kids. And maybe now is the time to do it, Aina, right? Because, well, we're at home with them a lot more.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. Mm. Like, I mean, the material that gets sent home from school is obviously that needs doing. But I guess if you ask any teacher in the country right now, it's like, you don't. This isn't 100% prescribed. Look, you don't have to kill yourself trying to do this. It's a matter of focusing on the things that will really matter to them moving forward. Like, I mentioned Dr. Dean Creelers before. He's a Canadian professor, and his whole body of study is this fundamental movement skills. And his whole teaching is centered around these fundamental movement skills. Physical literacy is as important, if not more important, than literacy in maths. Because if they can't move as a healthy person, as a healthy human being, what good is like the so-called core subjects to them? If they're not a healthy person, well, I don't know. Like it's clear that they're really, really important.
Absolutely.
And like you say there, you just work them into your daily life. You don't even notice yourself getting better at them, and all of a sudden you're loving it, like, you know.
And then maybe we get a little better at them as well.
Of course. Yes.
Aina, you're an absolute joy. Thanks for coming back on the show. Definitely food for thought for a lot of parents, and best of luck with everything. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Thanks, Aina. Bye. That is Aina Casey. He's a school teacher from Mayo, and just trying to get the word out about the importance of movement and being physical for children, especially during lockdown. I think we got some really good tips from Aina. So thanks so much, Aina, for coming on the show.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.